Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. It's been a minute since we had a round of Kate's wonderful stories, but people must have gotten bored with Tom Bauer's Megan book and has a whole series of ways in which Kate is in fact wonderful. Let's start with how Kate Middleton is modeling herself on Queen Elizabeth. Never complain, never explain. People quotes the Queen's biographer, Sally Bedell Smith. Catherine has learned by observing. She knows what resonates. She will have absorbed a lot from this Queen. People adds, although they are separated in age by 56 years, the Queen and Kate share key qualifications for the job. Quiet stoicism, unerring discretion, and firm loyalty. Their opinions on contentious political issues are never heard. Their commitment to the throne is unwavering, and their public images are tightly controlled. Kate also embodies the Queen's unofficial motto for public life, never complain, never explain. Historian Sarah Gristwood tells people that the Queen may have approached her relationship with Kate the way she does with prime ministers. The Queen has always preferred to do rather than to say with her audiences with her prime ministers. If there has been actual advice, it would be a discreet, I think that went rather well, rather than actual instruction. It's a personal willingness to conform to the requirements of the institution. That sounds like an unappealing, unglamorous virtue, but it's an important one if you're going to be a successful cog in the royal wheel. Presumably, unlike certain other people, that was left unsaid. Kate was wonderful on a train recently, watching a little boy while his dad stepped into the bathroom. The Mirror recounts, a dad who was travelling on a train to the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham has revealed how he went to the bathroom and returned to find his son chatting merrily to the Duchess of Cambridge. It appears Kate was using public transport and she had an encounter with the father and son on the train. Matthew Syed, former Commonwealth gold-winning table tennis player, had been on the train to Birmingham with his son Ted. Mr. Syed, a journalist and columnist with The Times, said he and his son had been minutes from their stop for the games when he decided to use the bathroom and asked Ted to wait for him outside. In his column in The Times, he says he used the facilities. He could hear a lady outside asking his son if he was on the train alone before Ted replied, "No, my dad is there," pointing to the toilet. He writes, "Come on, Ted, I say, we have to get off. Oh, and thanks for keeping him company. I say, turning to the woman waiting her turn when I am stopped in my tracks. My brow furrows, my face works. Kate," I blurt out. "There are no security guards in the vestibule, no armed guards, but here is the Duchess of Cambridge chatting merrily with my son." When they finally got off the train, the former sportsman said he asked his son if he knew who had been chatting to, but he says Ted said he had no idea, although she was really nice. Mr. Syed added, "The Duchess had no idea she was chatting to the son of a journalist, so I take this to reflect her character and sense of duty. The monarchy is in consummate hands." What a wonderful story to coincidentally happen to a newspaper columnist as Kate Middleton took a train with no apparent security escort. Wonderful. Palace Intrigue will be right back. But perhaps not everything Kate does is wonderful. Her Majesty is not a fan of Kate's kitchen. Bedell Smith tells people, "I remember when William and Kate had just finished renovating Amner Hall and they invited the Queen over for lunch. They have one of those big kitchens with eating areas, and she said, 'I can't understand why everybody spends their time in the kitchen.'" Maybe Kate didn't make the Queen's tea hot enough. Queen Elizabeth requires her tea to be boiling hot. Former royal chef Darren McGrady told Coffee Friend, "Hot tea has to be hot. Tea has to be absolute boiling water poured over the top of it. It has to steep for 5 minutes. That is the most important part. It's really, really important when making tea that it's made in a teapot that is a real cup of tea." The Queen had afternoon tea every day, wherever she was in the world. If we were at Buckingham Palace and she was on her own for tea, or whether she had Prince William come and join her, or whether she had a garden party for 6,000 people, or even if she was on the Royal Britannia in Australia. The Queen loved afternoon tea. I would say it's probably one of her favourite meals. Certainly, when I was there, she would sit down religiously for tea. McGrady also went on to share the menu for Queen Elizabeth's daily afternoon tea. There were always two types of sandwiches, scones, a small cake, and Earl Grey tea. The chefs at Buckingham Palace always made sure she wasn't getting the same scones she had the day before, and the small cakes also changed day to day. One day they would be plain scones, the next day they would be fruit scones with raisins. It was really important the way they alternated, so much so that the chefs at Buckingham Palace would ring Windsor Castle on a Monday morning and ask what flavour scones the Queen had the day before, just to be sure we didn't serve the same. I'm not sure what would have happened if we did, but we always checked. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.